The goal of this demo is to show the remote monitoring solution and some of the Azure services that the solution uses. But first, right after you created your, you provisioned your solution, a word of advice, you might want to go to the Azure dashboard, select the resource group that you created earlier while provisioning your solution, and select the IoT Hub service. Click on pricing and scale. Select here the tier, and by default S2 will be provision. So my suggestion is to select S1 instead, because, well, you see the price difference. Another thing that you can do to lower your cost of running this demo, there are two app services. What you can do is scroll down a little bit here, select Scale Up. And again, it's either P1 or S1 that is selected by default, but you can choose a lower tier. B1 would work fine. So I already selected B1 earlier. And if you click here on Scale Out, by default, two instances will be created. So you can lower that to one, like I did here. And you can do that for both app services, and that will lower your cost of running the demo. The first thing you want to show is the Remote Monitoring Solution dashboard. So I explained that this is a web application running in Azure, and that it shows telemetry from IoT devices. Now, these are not real IoT devices, so they are not physical devices. They are simulated devices. Here, we have four devices running, so you can select between the four of them, and you'll see the graph change. So for each device, we have temperature and humidity telemetry. And if you go down just a little bit, you'll also have the maximum of the of that device, humidity, the minimum, and the average. You'll also have this section where alarms are displayed after a certain threshold is met. Let's say for humidity, after a certain threshold, well, this will raise an alarm. It'll be displayed here. The map is static unless you follow the FAQ steps in the when you first created or provisioned the remote monitoring solution. The next thing you want to show is the Azure portal, where you'll be able to demonstrate the Azure services used by the remote monitoring solution. So head to the Azure portal, click on resource groups, select the resource group that was created when you provision your solution. And you'll see all the Azure services listed here. These services are used by the remote monitoring solution. The first thing you may want to show is the IoT Hub. So if you select it, you'll see explain that this graph here shows the number of device registered into IoT Hub. So to allow device to send telemetry to IoT Hub, it first need to be registered. And you can see here the number of messages already sent. If I scroll down a little bit, you'll see a graph with the number of messages sent on the timeline here. You can show by clicking on the devices button here, this will list all the devices registered. So I can select one, right? And here are the secrets, basically the primary key, secondary key, connection string, second connection string. You can enable, disable each device here. So that's possible. Let's close this. And let's take a look at the stream analytics job. This one, hello, well, the rules, the one with dash rules in it. And it takes data from the IoT hub. And what's interesting to show is the actual query. So if you click on query, explain that the query uses SQL-like language to query, to average, to group the data, and to send the result to an output. An output can be a database, a blob storage, or Power BI. Now let's close this and let's take a look at the jobs here. Now the simulated devices are web jobs running in a app service plan. So they are not real devices. It's code that is running in Azure that sends telemetry directly to IoT Hub. One thing you can show is how you can add a new device using the remote monitoring solution dashboard, and that device will show up in the portal. So let me here click add a device. We'll add a simulated device. And let's define my own device ID. So let's say my device 01. I can click here on create. And my device is created. This is the IoT Hub host name. And this is the device key. So that's the secret that allow a device, well, that particular device to send telemetry to IoT Hub. So each device has its own secret, its own key. So let's click here on done. Let's switch back to the portal. Let's locate our resource group and let's select IoT Hub. And let's click here on devices. And sure, here is my new device. Right, and the secret is here, the connection string is here, so the device has been created. Well, this graph here still shows only four devices. This is refreshed only every few minutes, so this is normal that it will only show four right now, even though we have five devices registered. So that concludes this demo.